When it comes to building a new hockey arena and an entertainment district,
we have community priorities that take precedence over building a hockey arena and building luxury condos.
Unhappy residents like Dawn Pennick Thatcher of Tempe First aren't the only hurdle the city of Tempe and the Arizona Coyotes hockey team are having to overcome. The city of Phoenix announced yesterday, it's filing legal action against Tempe for that planned residential development that would be part of the new entertainment district slash arena project. KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross is following this story. And Jim, even though the Coyotes aren't named in this lawsuit, it's a familiar reason that Phoenix has a gripe with Tempe over sports arenas.
Flight paths
at Sky Harbor.
And Sky Harbor says this new court filing, they don't object to the Coyote sports arena, the shops and the restaurants. But Sky Harbor says it's worried about excessive aircraft noise that residents will have to deal with if the apartments are built in this entertainment around this entertainment district in Tempe. And they also say the suit is about Tempe living up to its commitment to protecting Arizona's largest economic engine, which is Sky Harbor. So it's going to court, and we're about a month and a half away from Tempe voters making a decision on this entertainment district.
Now, there's no denying, my brother lives in Colorado, kind of north of Denver, and trying to get to DIA, it's like I always joke, you got to go to Western Kansas to go to that airport. We have a super convenient airport with Sky Harbor. It is in the center, essentially, of the metropolitan area, but that's caused us a lot of issues through the years. So are they saying in this lawsuit, the city of Phoenix, that this is really about the residents' quality of life and that they're going to complain about the aircraft noise? Or do they also think that this is actually a safety issue as it's in the flight path and that's why Phoenix has a stubby downtown without really high skyscrapers?
Yeah, they don't mention the flight path so much in the court filing as they do mention the aircraft noise.
Mm.
The runway is about, it's a little less than 2 miles away from where these apartments would be built. So that noise is, at least according to the aviation department's filing, is their main concern right now. But again, you know, they're on a fast track in court because they're coming up to election day in Tempe soon.
And this isn't the first time that Phoenix Sky Harbor has had an issue with development in Tempe, especially around the Tempe Town Lake area with the high rises there.
No, they went around back in, they had an agreement back in 94, no development, certain parts of this area for flight path and noise concerns. And that's what Phoenix is now claiming, is that, you know, again, going back to that 94 agreement, they say Tempe is breaking that.
Yeah, and you, we've all lived here quite a while, right? And we remember when they were trying to figure out where they're going to put the Coyotes. The Cardinals Stadium, and there was talk about doing it where the 202 and the 101 meet, and there was contention over all of that. Now, Tempe says, or at least the group that is promoting this new arena and the entertainment district and the residential housing there, they say that Phoenix is being hypocritical.
Oh, yeah. They say this goes to the height of hypocrisy. They say Phoenix built the baseball stadium, the basketball arena, and the soccer stadium in the flight path. So that's what this group supporting this entertainment district is claiming. They also say it's wrong when Tempe attempts to convert an old polluting landfill into a new sports and entertainment district. There's no shortage of new residential development in and around downtown Phoenix sports venues, and there's no shortage of residential units around the airport in Phoenix. So this is going to be quite a court battle.
Yeah, that's I know that's one of the things that Tempe Wins, which is the group behind the entertainment district and all of that, keeps talking about, is the fact that they're going to actually turn this former landfill into some usable space. It's, you know, a major infill project for the city.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot. Jim Cross will have more on this throughout the morning as the city of Phoenix versus the Coyotes and Tempe. Now, not just the residents of Tempe who don't want that entertainment district and the Coyotes arena there, if it's, as they say, paid for by tax dollars, which, of course, the Coyotes push back and say, no, that's not the case. It's being paid for by private development.